By recognizing the veto comes from accountability. In her partnership with you, Adam, Eve can interact with you from being responsible for you having the veto. Now, ladies, listen to this. Instead of fighting or resenting the veto, she can grant you the veto. Because it will work. Now, how does it work? If your husband is compelled to provide for you and protect you, and he doesn't have the right to veto the things that are dangerous, how is he going to provide for you and protect you? It will drive him nuts to be compelled to do something that he has no authority to do. It doesn't work. Granting the veto works. It works for partnership, meaning that then you have the chance to decide things together. I'll give you an example of that. I wanted my daughter to get to go to Europe with my mother. I knew my husband would think it was dangerous, but I thought it was worth it. So I figured out all what I thought about what everything he would think was dangerous about it, and I came up with a solution. And then I went to him and I said, I want to talk to you about something because it's important to me, and you have the veto here. You have the veto, and I want to tell you why it's important to me. He told me later that the moment I said that to him, you have the veto, that he relaxed. That all the tension, right? Tension equals instinct. That all the tension just flowed out of his body and he could relax and then hear what I had to say. Guess who went to Europe with their grandmother? She did. Because he could hear it. But as long as he's got to defend his veto, he can't hear it. He's got to know, no, you don't have to protect that. It's fine. I'm protecting it. It's not under attack here. Then we can work it out. If she disrespects your veto, you will always feel like your ability to protect and provide for the family is being threatened from within. And you'll be very defensive and likely to veto more. If you know she respects your veto, then you can listen calmly to her persuasive arguments and be more generous in granting her requests. Guys, can you see that would work? When you know you, yes, absolutely. This is a tricky topic, I know, because if you can only see it from the adversarial relationship you two have fallen into, then it seems like Eve is capitulating. But from partnership, Eve respecting the accountability that sources the veto will strengthen the partnership, thereby strengthening both of you. In your partnership, it's also appropriate, Eve, for you to have accountabilities, and in those areas, you should be empowered to veto. In my relationship with Greg, I'm accountable for our children's education. I get the veto. Because I'm the one that's accountable for it. That's something we've worked out. Greg is retiring at the end of this month. Pretty cool. Well, guess who that means is making more money? It'll be me. And we're like now having to renegotiate this. He's like, if I'm not making any money, does that mean I don't have the right to spend any? And my response to him was, honey, that would be an appropriate question if you were an individual. But last I checked, this was a partnership. And he goes like, oh yeah, good. Okay. Because he could anticipate, right? That as soon as now I'm bigger and stronger, now I get to have the veto and now you can't do anything and I'm the one that gets to allocate the resources. And that's what would happen in an adversarial relationship. The other thing, ladies, And the importance of you knowing this is because, can you see, let me put it this way. If you're a woman, how many of you can see how you've been killed off by the veto? Right? Keep your hands up. So you might be going along, you're just fine, you're sharing this wonderful idea, and the next moment you're dead and you're pissed. Right? Right? You're completely, the connection between you is busted up. It completely disconnects us. The Velcro of the universe just got thrown out. We're disconnected. We've instant adversaries. Now we gotta put up your dukes. It kills partnership. The veto, when a woman is vetoed, it kills partnership the same way a woman emasculating a man kills partnership. That's why we're talking about it. But again, I'm going to tell you what you can do about it. Because you might think the solution is, well, men should stop vetoing women. And in my relationship, I initially thought that might be the solution. I gave up the right to emasculate men. Greg should give up the right to veto me. And then I thought about it. I thought about where it came from. And his response, I said, honey, maybe you should give that up. And his instant response was, but then how will I protect you? And I could see that the veto is actually sourced from something I need. It's the back of the hand. I need him to be my provider and protector. That's what allows me to be a woman, is he's the man on the post. I get to be feminine because of him being masculine that way. And the back of the hand is the veto. You can't have a man being accountable without giving him the veto. You'll never get the best out of a man without letting him be accountable. It's his natural state of being. If you strip him of accountability, he can't hunt the deer. He can't make it happen. He can't be the man anymore. So if you're the woman, one of the things to do is be responsible for being in veto land. Start being sensitive to what is veto land for the man in your life. Retirement is veto land for Greg, right? Anything that's going to affect our financial well-being, I'm now in veto land. So one of the things I've learned to do now, it was so fun. It was like the fulfillment of 10 years of thwarted self-expression. Right after we figured this out, I said, honey, I want to take you outside in the backyard, and I want to tell you an idea. And it's just an idea. I just want to share my idea with you, and I just want you to appreciate my idea and notice how brilliant my idea is and ask me what I like about that idea, and I'm not submitting this to the budget committee for approval. I'm not asking to spend any money. I'm not even saying I want to do it. I just want to share my idea. So if you want a man ever to listen differently, then what's the point or what's the problem, right? Or from veto land, you got to tell him how. So he like adjusted himself. Okay. And he comes outside and I took him around. I'm like, okay, so my idea for this part is this. And my idea for this part is this. And he's like, well, that's a really good idea. What other ideas do you have? And I was like, oh. He wants to know more of my ideas. I mean, in the past, he would have been gone after the first one. No. Right? Now he's still there and he's smiling at me and he thinks I'm brilliant. I told him like a half an hour worth of ideas for the backyard. I was so happy. The whole rest of the day, I was like, and the cutest thing was that a half an hour later, one of the ideas is he had already implemented. He just went and did it. This is so cool. But it starts with being respectful. You know, I'm not asking for money. I know you might think this is dangerous. You have the veto, but I think this is important. Just knowing when you're in veto land and honoring it. And asking for something different if you need makes a huge difference. Okay, now guys, I'm talking to you. Remember I talked about how as a woman, our tiger sensor is a little highly calibrated? It's a little oversensitive? Your veto response is highly calibrated. You perceive a threat to the castle in the cave, often where there isn't one. You're just a little more sensitive. So it would help us if when you veto, which it's a knee-jerk reaction, so you'll probably have to realize it after it when she's going. Right? You know, here she was, she's like, la 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 la. And there's a good chance what happened in there was a veto. And so like, okay, rewind. What happened? Oh, she said she wanted a pink toilet, and I said no. Okay, would a pink toilet really be the end of the world? It's $14.95 more than a white toilet. Probably can handle that. Honey, I think I vetoed you and I'm sorry. Really? You're sorry? Yes, I'm very sorry. Your happiness is way more important than $14.95. If you want a pink toilet, you can have one. Really? Oh, I love you so much. You're so good to me. And then it's all better. It's all better. Instead of, 4 days later, you guys know how it normally goes, right?